corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the most important broadcasts we've ever engaged in. We are seeing true communist Chinese style or Nazi style police state behavior in the UK, where Tommy Robinson, frequent guest of this show, has been disappeared, given 13-month sentence in 1 hour, and there's a national ban on talking about it. And I've talked to scores of reporters and others who are afraid to even come on air. Fox News then talked to his lawyer, who said, "I can't tell you, I'll be arrested." What was Tommy Robinson reporting on? Giant confirmed child kidnapping rings nationwide. But then yesterday, as I saw hundreds of articles about it late at night, by the morning time, they were all disappeared, including U.S. news stories denoticed by the British government. That's why this is so huge. Then Roger Stone joins us to break the biggest Mueller news yet. He is going to break exclusive news here. He believes he may be arrested or grabbed anytime starting tomorrow for the next 2 weeks. But he's been told, you make up stuff about Trump, you roll on Trump, or you are going to be destroyed. He will be joining us in the second hour. There's so much more. Chinese ships came into the South China Sea, the most navigated area in the world, like a giant superhighway of the ocean, and said, we own this, all ships out. You must have our authorization to come in. U.S. ships went in. The Chinese threatened to attack them today, but they backed down. But China said, we vow retaliation. This is unbelievable. So this is just an incredible time to be alive, to show what the appeasement of our government's done. Now, here's part of a Mike Cernovich video. He caught this early in the morning before they deleted the articles. Because at first you'd click through and it'd say denotice, or depending on the publication, Sky Television, Breitbart, you name it, it would just say, oops, an error. So it all disappeared. This is proof. People didn't believe me on Monday morning when I was tweeting that there was a denotice out. They have that in England, banning news reportage or citizens talking about news. It's beyond communist China, and it's expanded and expanded and expanded from court gags to total gags. Here's part of that video that he dubbed the scariest thing you'll see today. I say this whole move of tyranny is one of the scariest things you'll see this year or in your lifetime if we don't turn this around. Here's part of that report.
So what's going on here? If you go into Google News and you type in Tommy Robinson, you can find out there's all these articles written about him. When you click on it, there's now a reporting ban. You're not allowed to report. Look, this is not like a one-off thing here, right? Let's open RT, Breitbart, Birmingham Live, Scottish Daily Record. And let's just go see one by one. 404. Oops. Oops. You go do it yourself. Go into Google News. So here, we'll just show you how to do it. Just go to Google News, type in Tommy Robinson. Find these articles. And again, here, we'll just show you again.
All right. He goes on for another 3 minutes breaking it down. I retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Now, if you're watching us on TV, you can see this. DrudgeReport.com. Oh, look, he's got articles about Tommy Robinson. Activist Tommy Robinson arrested outside UK court. Jailed for 13 months on the same day. Third link, judge orders media blackout. Boom, Fox News. Fox News, folks. Something has gone wrong. It seems you clicked on a bad link and stumbled upon a 404 error. So now that's been taken down. Then they reposted it, but obviously to another link, not on servers available in the UK. They somehow geo-located it or geo-blocked it. This is happening everywhere in live time, and it's all coming up today as the censorship in the West goes into overdrive.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's a point where you put the frog in the pot of water. And at first it's cold and nice, and then the temperature slowly, incrementally, the successive approximation goes up. And once the frog gets to, 104 degrees or so, like a hot tub, it tends to pass out. It tends to go into a trance. And then it never wakes up and ends up as frog legs on somebody's Louisiana or Mississippi or South Texas Cajun plate. And America and Europe and Australia and Canada are now deep, deep into censorship, deep into globalist control. And the level is just getting more and more intense every day. We're seeing some of the death struggles of nationalist and populist movements and the Trump movement here in this country. The globalists believe but then, if we decide to actually take our culture back and realize just how serious the threat is, this won't be our death throes. This will be our rebirth. Now, that said, I'm trying to pick my words here as judiciously as I can because I really want to be calm about this. But when you see somebody like Tommy Robinson, who 11 years ago was the first person to expose Muslim grooming and mass sex trafficking rings that we know are run in Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia and are part and parcel of that Stone Age culture. There have been slave caravans and slave women and slave children being sold for 6,000 plus years of recorded history in North Africa, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. By the way, there are other cultures were selling slaves as well. It's just those cultures never came up to the 21st century. So I have a whole stack of mainstream British news, after 11 years of them covering it up, having to admit that indeed every major town has thousands of little girls and some boys trained, recruited, and then put into sex slavery by age 9, 10, 11. And if the parents, the poor parents, get uppity and say no, the police come and set them up and arrest them and have CPS, Child Protective Services, take their children. They're now having parliamentary hearings on this so they could cover it up for decades. But because of Tommy Robinson breaking the ice, blowing a hole in the lie, and being put in prison for a year 5 years ago over this, and not shutting up, others had the courage to go public. So the pedophile rings that run England, that's mainstream news, are really angry. So now they've ordered in the courts that no one report on the trials, period. Don't even say they exist. And so Tommy Robinson was arrested on Friday. He already had a suspended sentence from last year after serving 3 months in prison. He had 13 months of it suspended as long as he, quote, wouldn't go into trials and cover them live, which he'd done before, like press should be able to do until a few years ago anywhere in the Western world. They have to protect the pedophilia. You can go to any other trial you want. So he just went outside one. I watched the whole live stream after it was archived and just said they're having a grooming trial here. Didn't say the details, any of that. And so they arrested him, took him to jail, and within 1 hour, I've now talked to some of his crew that's joining us at the bottom of the hour. They said, don't worry, don't call your family, don't call your kids, any of that. You don't need a lawyer. You'll be out in an hour. The judge laughed at him. It was even caught on video, smiling and laughing. There's photos and videos of that outside. And the judge said, you're going to jail for 13 months in a high-security prison where the Islamicists are the majority in London and have promised to kill you. He's now in whole prison. So by the next day, thousands marched on 10 Downing Street. That's their White House. Began climbing the fences, saying free Tommy Robinson. There was then a D notice issued saying do not report anywhere in the press on his arrest. And so more articles on that got pulled. Now, this is all confirmed. We reported on it Friday and Saturday. Fox News has a big article that details it. It's up on Infowars.com because they removed the Fox News article. It just disappeared. Not corrected. The one that Drudge is linked to, it's just gone. Fox News confirms Tommy Robinson sentenced to 13 months for reporting on pedophile grooming trial. Here's the Fox News article that's been deleted. The link that Drudge is linked to has been deleted. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. This is Fox News confirming everything we already told you. But it says, it's shocking. His lawyer isn't allowed to talk to us. He says this is a police state. The grooming trials, all of it. You've got to read this article. We have excerpts of it on Infowars.com in Kit Daniels' article. Fox News confirms Tommy Robinson sentenced to 13 months for reporting on pedophile grooming gangs. Now, in case you just joined us and don't believe all this, because believe me, my own listeners yesterday afternoon, I was shooting live reports. They were like, Alex, there's not a ban on reporting on Tommy Robinson. And then they started commenting in the feeds going, oh, we apologize. There is. Oh, my God, you can do that in England? Yeah. If you say you don't like radical Islam, they arrest you now. Okay. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed for filming outside grooming trial. Fox News. Now, let's look at some of the mainstream news articles even reporting on this. Vice. A look back at the pedophile scandals that swallowed Britain whole. But remember, they just banned free speech after that to shut it down. That was 2014. That's Vice saying that. What was the Rotherham scandal? All you know about the sickening systematic abuse. And here's all the Muslim men and the workers they worked with. That's the Sun. Rotherham sexual exploitation of children scandal. Wikipedia. That's a whitewash, but go read about it. 2010. Who exposed that? Where was Tommy Robinson from? That town. So that's why he's in jail. Out of a real movie fighting real pedophile rings and trying to report on it and gone. And the government says you don't report on it. Telford child abuse. New victims come forward after a member of parliament says she has been inundated with reports from all over the country. London Independent. But now the Independent won't even report on this. That's from earlier this year. But now they're just there covering it up. Here's another one. Toronto Sun. PC cop social workers ignored Brit pedophilic gang that raped over 1,000 girls in one town. Don't tell you it's Islamic. It's not Brit, it's Islamic. But you've got now, since then it turns out the social workers were working with the whole thing. Telford Social Services chief is one of the three counselors exposed as pedos. The Mirror. And it goes way back to previous governments. So, that's going on. You've got the brave activist, the father, the family man, in prison for 13 months, a suspended sentence for covering the last thing last year. This time he didn't even say names or go in. And now, oh, well, let's go further. Let's tell everybody they can't report on Tommy Robinson or even say his name. And later I'm going to read part of the Fox News article. You've got to hear it from them. It sounds like Alex Jones is saying it, saying how incredible and how dangerous this is. And then everybody shows up and starts climbing the fences at 10 Downing. So then there's a news blackout on that, and then more big demonstrations today. All right, don't forget, for Memorial Day, we got free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on our best-selling nutraceuticals and other mini products. That's 50% off BrainForce R Nootropic. You can't beat that deal. Your purchase of products at InfoWarsStore.com makes it all possible. We'll be back.
Aligned. distance himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Fox News is reporting exactly what I've been told by Tommy Robinson's associates, the British activists exposing giant pedophile rings, exposing the UK's government sellout to radical Islam. Fox News is confirming, by talking to Robinson's lawyer, that the British public has been told not to speak his name and not to say that he's been imprisoned and not to discuss why he was in prison. That is in official newspapers in the U.S. And Breitbart and others that have UK offices have complied. And now the DrudgeReport.com Fox News link to that article that I've printed out has been deleted. But I went and found a new URL where it's been reposted but not available in the UK. Do you understand the magnitude of this? It's about a 9 on the Richter scale of tyranny when they are arresting people for reporting on corruption and then disappearing them and then saying, none of you talk about it or you'll be arrested too. That's Nazi Germany level. That's Soviet Russia level. That's Chinese communist level. And you look at the universities are anti-free speech. You look at the left attacking not just me with water, but I saw a video over the weekend of two different Fox News reporters having coffee and tea thrown on them at restaurants. People videotape it. They walk over. They throw it on you. Next person does that. That's assault. I'm going to clobber you. But that's how authoritarian the left's gotten worldwide, trying to force us into their control. Just got a message from Nigel Farage during the break. He said, Italy is about to explode. And we need to send reporters there. Absolutely. Humanity is awakening. So, if you just joined us, I've got a ton of news coming up. I've got Tommy Robinson's main editor and cameraman joining us coming up as soon as he gets back in the next few minutes from the huge demonstrations that are ongoing in downtown London at Speaker's Corner at 10 Downing Street, now into day two of thousands taking to the streets, running over the police, climbing over the gates, and the mainstream media is only showing close-up shots. I showed shots yesterday that we found of showing the thousands and thousands of people. In fact, if the crew wants to find it, you can just go to any of my reports from yesterday in studio, and I started each report with those, where you'll see wide shots that are unbelievable. Now, Colin Robertson, filmmaker, political writer, social commentator, he was banned by the university for critiquing Islam. He is a frequent contributor to TommyRobinson.online. He will be joining us. But this is the reign of terror going on in the UK and in Europe, where you do not criticize Islam in any way because they have put the police in. They put the head of the border patrol in the UK. They've got the major mayors in place. It is unbelievable. Now, let's go ahead and go over the Fox News report confirming all this. Just so you know, this is mainstream. But there's a blackout on the reporting, and you think you're reading something about North Korea or the old Soviet Union. This is going on, and now the story's been deleted. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. UK right-wing activist and journalist Tommy Robinson was arrested and reportedly jailed Friday after he filmed members of an alleged child grooming gang entering a court for trial. He's about as radical as your average Fox News report. Maybe Brian Kilmeade. But the details of his purported sentence remain murky after the judge ordered the press not to report on the case. Oh, wow. Robertson, the former head of the English Defense League and a longtime activist against Islam and Islamic migration, was arrested after he was filming men accused of being part of a gang that groomed children. That's not on the tape, so they just say that. Britain has been rocked by a series of child sex scandals perpetrated by gangs of predominantly Muslim men. Video shows Robertson, whose real name is Stephen Lennon, being surrounded by as many as seven police officers as he live streamed the incident on his phone. He never puts out his real name because they attack his children. They come to his house. He's been put in jail for a year for exposing the grooming gangs years ago. So there they are outing his real name so they can find out where he lives. The police informed him he was being arrested for breach of the peace. But shortly after his arrest, a source with knowledge of the case told Fox News that he had been jailed for 13 months on contempt of court charge. A court listing indicated the case was closed by Friday afternoon, 1 hour after his arrest. One source said he was jailed in Hull Prison. That's confirmed. The prison declined to comment to Fox News on whether Robinson was there. Leeds Crown Court also did not return a request for information. Won't even tell you where someone is and say don't talk about it. And don't talk about the pedophiles. According to the Independent, Robinson was already on a suspended sentence for contempt of court over a gang rape case in 2017 that he was exposing. The judge in the case on Friday slapped a reporting ban on the case. The order bans reporters from reporting on the case if there's reason to believe the reporting could prejudice the trial. The trial's over, folks. It's in deliberations. So see how that works? The order prevents reporting until the conclusion of the trial Robinson was reporting on. So they're saying don't report on him being disappeared to prison. The gag order led to news outlets in the UK removing their reporting. See, people on Twitter couldn't believe me when I first told them this. Because like, oh, you don't, they don't tell people not to report. That's England's a free country. Why look at the royal wedding? The gag order led to news outlets in the UK removing the reporting from their websites to comply with the order. Most remaining reporting in the UK comments on his arrest, but not on the reason he was arrested or sentenced. Reporting on government-backed child kidnapping rings. Sources with knowledge of Robinson's case spoke on condition of anonymity in the part because they fear they would be arrested for contempt. So we're having one of the few people who has the courage to come on next segment. One told Fox News off record that Robinson's lawyer warned that considering the presence of Muslim gang members in the prison, a 13-month sentence was tantamount to a death sentence for Tommy Robinson. We can't tell you why this hero is even in jail if you're in England. Tommy's lawyer said he will likely die in jail given his profile and previous credible threats, and the judge basically said he doesn't care. The source said he sentenced him to 13 months. Reaction to Robinson's sentencing from commentators and right-wing politicians was fierce, particularly as is the latest in a series of commentators, particularly those who are critical of Islam and mass Islamic immigration in the UK being locked up by British authorities. Or conservatives and libertarians, they just search engine you when you fly into the country and you're there with your wife and kids. But if you're a conservative or libertarian or a Christian activist, you're banned from coming in. Now that's Fox News, folks. And that's a whitewash compared to what's really going on. This is coming here. This is what the left is already doing here. And I guess the Fox News story is they have Sky Television and division of News Corp over there in the UK. At least it used to be. Now they're changing things up right now. They have New Fox, that's just media and sports, splitting off from entertainment, getting bought by Disney. But the article's gone. Something has gone wrong, it says in the URL. Yes, something has gone wrong. That's certainly true when you expose pedo trials and you get sent to a secret prison and no one can report on it. That's a problem.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So there have been massive demonstrations at 10 Downing Street, again, that's the White House equivalent in London, and at Speaker's Corner and at the Parliament the last 2 days. Colin Robertson, right-hand man of Tommy Robinson, is on the subway, almost back to his house, his flat, so that he can get on the Skype with us. And then Roger Stone called me today. We talked for about 30 minutes, and he said, Alex, this is the biggest Mueller news ever I'm going to break on your show. And so that's coming up. But he said it's confirmed Mueller is planning to frame him, not on Russia-related stuff, but on other made-up things, and is asking all these personal sexual questions, you name it, of just hundreds of people, going back decades, to absolutely smear the daylights out of him. And just like they raided Trump's lawyer and then gave the private info about porn stars or whatever to the media and about Sean Hannity, having phone conversations with him like that was dirty or bad. Now you're Russian if you're Sean Hannity and you talk to Trump's lawyer who's been your friend for many years. This is the craziness of it. They have all his text messages, all his emails going back for a decade, and they're trying to find something. And they're threatening people. They find enough of Roger's friends or associates over the years, they'll find somebody's got a problem themselves, so they'll make stuff up on Roger in hopes that Roger makes stuff up on Trump. And even Politico and The Hill both reported that Mueller wants Roger to flip. But Roger just told me, and it's true. None of it's true. There's nothing there. I remember telling Roger, well, if you've got that guy that knows Assange, that DJ, the new, you remember, he's telling me, yeah, I know this New York talk show host that knows him good, and he's going to go to London in a few months, and hopefully we get something. And I remember Roger going, yeah, no, he won't come on. And everybody was trying to get Assange on. The New York Times had him on. Sean Hannity had him on. Anderson Cooper had him on around that time. We're like, why aren't you coming on our shows, Assange? You want the establishment? But as soon as they shut his internet off, oh, now he can't talk to anybody. Now he's persona non grata. So the idea that we're Russian because we never talked to Assange and there's no proof he got his info from the Russians is thousands of degrees of separation, and it's cuckoo land. But now, more than a dozen people I've learned have been questioned by Mueller and his team intensely about my relationship with Stone. And they keep asking about personal stuff, like, well, what goes on between them? And they're like, I don't know anything about it. I know he goes on the show. I know he works some of InfoWars as a contributor. Until last year, until this year, Stone was a contributor at Fox. They have thousands of people that are on the payroll there. He was on the payroll at Fox. Does that mean Fox isn't a Russian agent group? But it's just crazy to know this. And so I'll tell the FBI right now, I've not had sex with Roger Stone. I've not even kissed him, since you want to know. Yes, folks, that's the type of things that are now going on in this country. It came out in a press report that I won't even name 2 weeks ago that lawyers talking to former people that worked here said, oh, no, no, we don't want employment disputes. We have the witnesses. I'm just waiting until this gets down to brass tacks and our counteraction. We want you to say Jones wants to have sex with you. And to those folks' credit, they said, well, he never said it, but I telepathically thought it. And again, I hadn't seen the new Beavis and Butthead series. You know, Beavis and Butthead came out 25 years ago, but I hadn't seen the new season they did 3 years ago. I was flipping through channels the other night, and I saw Beavis and Butthead, the new season, and I watched like three of them with my son. The girls had already gone to bed. And I said, is this an old? This is hilarious. He goes, no, no. My son said, this came out a few years ago, Dad. Because Beavis and Butthead believe people are telepathically sexually harassing them, and they go to court and the judge agrees. And now I understand. My life is a literal Beavis and Butthead episode where people telepathically believe I want to have sex with them. It says in the EEOC complaint, Jones never made gay advances, but I felt like he wanted it. Oh, my God. I mean, that is that's like a science fiction comedy. That is a literal Beavis and Butthead episode. That, can you guys find it? I bet it's on YouTube. Beavis and Butthead sexual harassment. Sexual harassment episode, new season. The lawyer's like, we are going to sue the school. We are going to sue school the teachers. We are going to sue the principals. And then finally they go into court and they go, she's looking at me. Yeah, 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 yeah. She wants me. She wants me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The judge goes, that's it. I agree. You are sentenced for harassing Beavis and Butthead. And then finally they go over to the judge and she goes, good job, boys. And they go, you're harassing us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the show ends. Because that's where this insanity ends. Meanwhile, giant child kidnapping rings in Hollywood, in the Vatican, from Boys Town, USA, to Melbourne, Australia, to Vatican City, Italy. It's all confirmed massive child kidnapping rings, and they're using Islam to do it because they've always had sex harems and underage people. That's authorized in the Quran. Have sex with nine-year-olds if you want. That's a fact. And if you are someone that has a tanning salon and you're 23 years old like Tommy Robinson, and you see little nine-year-old girls being pimped down the street corner, and you go up and get in fist fights with the Muslims. He started kicking their butts and saving the little girls. And then he'd take them back to their poor parents. It was always poor kids. And they'd say, we tried to do something, Tommy, but the police say they'll take our children if we don't let the Muzzies have sex with them. These are quotes. So Tommy organized the town, and they took his business, took his house. The government came and said mortgage fraud, claiming that he didn't make as much as he said on some form, and put him in maximum security for over a year, and they almost killed him. All because he saw little girls from the kebab shop next door being put in cars with men and crying for mommy. I see white guys, Christian guys, Muslim guys, a Catholic priest, a Muslim, anybody with a little kid crying like a pimp with men pulling up, the pimps putting them in there. I'm going to beat the hell out of them. And folks, that's a normal response. And that's why Tommy's a hero. And that's why he's in jail and they have a national ban on him. So as soon as Colin Robertson gets back on that London Underground to his house, he'll be on with us. He's very close, I'm told. During the last break, he may even be there now. We'll see. Infowars.com, newswars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see the added dimension of video, infowars.com/show. If you're watching us on any of our video streams on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, realize they're trying to censor that. You've got to hand share those videos. You've got to hand share those articles. That's how you save these children. Because this isn't about Tommy Robinson. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about a worldwide criminal network using illegal, illicit sex trade to fund their operations and corrupt people to take over government. It's an intelligence operation. And when you fund us and you spread the articles and the links, you are literally standing up to this network. But I've learned that's who's at the heart of it. That's who we're fighting. And radical Islam fits like a hand in glove. We're going to break with so much more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. These are epic times. The day before Memorial Day, so we salute all our veterans. We have a Memorial Day special running for a couple more days. Free shipping on all the best-selling items. DNA Force 50% off. Brain Force 50% off. The Real Red Pill Plus, now with energy. It's amazing. Try it. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Get it all 50% off and help fund the InfoWar. Also, three different super high-quality packages of storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Free shipping, and that's a big deal on foods because that's one of the biggest costs. And 50% off, that is the best deal on storable food we've ever offered, but it's ending in just a couple days, and your support is vital to this operation. You want to stand against Hillary and Soros and the UN and the devil pope with his vice pope arrested on trial for trafficking over 100 little boys? Fund our operation. We'll fight these demons. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kalen Robertson is an amazing camera person. He has a lot of courage. He was kicked out of university a few years ago for daring to even critique Islam that they're force-fed them. It's now confirmed that Europe is being forcibly merged under the EU with Islam. There's deals made with Saudi Arabia and others. Saudi Arabia has come out and said, we've been told to build mosques in Europe. We've been told to do this. This is what the Catholic Church wants. It's what the new Pope wants. They want abortion. Ireland just legalized abortion. It'll be a sacrament soon. Well, Kalen Robertson has been there when this happened to Tommy. He's been covering the live events as they scaled the gates there at 10 Downing Street, almost total news blackout. Now they're at Speaker's Corner. He just got back to his place after all of this. They're in London. And if you just joined us on all those radio and TV stations out there, I think it's better if Kalen describes to you, just in a snapshot, who Tommy is. Most people know, now they do. And then the order that the press, thousands of different comments online taken down, hundreds of mainstream news articles from BBC, to Sky Television, just deleted the articles and said, we've been given a D notice. So again, England is not as free as folks think. Certainly not if you are actually someone from there. So thank you for coming on. You're at Kalen Rob on Twitter. And of course, also are the main contributor with the work and the great work we see there at TommyRobinsonOnline.com. So thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. And you very accurately described what's been going on in this country in the last few days. We've seen news articles completely wiped out. I've spoken to journalists who are really, really keen for information, who have then later said, sorry, we had to pull the whole story. We can't talk about any of this. And it's very, 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 very worrying. There were even journalists, I mean, there's lots of technicalities about what I can and can't talk about. I was in the courtroom when all of this happened. Obviously, there's a reporting restriction. But, you know, when the judge even said that there's a reporting restriction, they closed the books. They wouldn't report on it after that. And it's a very, very, very bizarre situation. Usually, reporting restrictions like this are only placed in very, very extreme cases, very, very high-profile cases. And there's not really any reasoning for them to do this in this particular scenario, other than so that people don't know that they've done something wrong. Thank God that you guys are reporting it. Thank God InfoWars is making a deal out of it. And I think Fox News have just spoken about it. And that information is going to the UK. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people have been rioting and protesting about this now. They've all been talking about it in the streets. And that information is getting to the general public, despite their attempts to stop it. And so hopefully the ball will just keep rolling and more people will look to the US to find out information about this. But in this country, the situation, how it feels, going to pick up a copy of the local newspaper, going to look on any articles, there's a complete blackout. We can't see anything. The only people talking about it are people on Twitter. It's actually very strange. You know, it's a massive news story and it's completely unreported. It's the feeling in this country right now is absolutely bizarre. It's intensified the mistrust in the media. People are furious. I actually met someone today who is from the left, who works for a very left-wing, very well-known media outlet, and they said they've never seen anger like this before. They said it's actually very, very worrying where this could go. If something happens to Tommy in prison... Sorry, I'm just in the middle of London.
No, I understand. You weren't able to get back to your house, and so you just got out of the a vehicle and are talking to us on the side of the road. It sounds great. We totally understand. Again, we're talking the main camera person, the main right-hand guy, Tommy Robinson, is with us right now. Kalen Robertson is here with us. And we're talking about an iron curtain of censorship that's taking place and multiple levels of a total power grab with political correctness, where they arrest police chiefs that talk about Muslim rapes in Sweden, where the Stasi has been reactivated and works for Facebook. You can't make this up. To arrest people that criticize Islam, Twitter and Facebook help the government of Pakistan find people that are atheist. They call it blasphemy and they are executed. So you have to understand, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, Google, especially Apple, they're already working with the communist Chinese, rounding up the Christians and Buddhists. They're already working, helping the Arab Spring throw gays off buildings. The West funded that. The elites are allied with Islam because there's 1.8 million of them. The West is dying. And the decision hasn't been made to rehabilitate the Muslims and bring them into the West. I don't care if they got brown skin, a bunch of them. But their culture is pure, absolute evil, many of them. The biggest threat to a Muslim is other Muslims, as you know, Caitlin. So get into, I understand this iron curtain of tyranny. He simply reported that they were having, as you know, huge trials on the child kidnapping rings that he had first exposed and been put in prison for. They give him a sentence for that. Then he's given 13 months commuted. He simply goes and covers they're having a trial. Nothing about the details of the trial, just that there is a trial. That's totally normal under jurisprudence, English common law, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and your own law. Everybody knows that. They take him to jail for that, and then they order everyone not to talk about it, period, and denotice hundreds of publications. As you said, talking to other members of the press, this is unprecedented, and we have seen thousands hit the streets. Describe what you've witnessed, the level of awakening here. This is beyond the old Soviet Union.
Well, this is very, very different. I've been with Tommy for about a year and a half now. We've gone to lots of protests. We've been to universities. We've been around the UK. But something very different has happened, and that's that people are now absolutely furious about this. There's a electricity almost in the air of people who have completely had enough of all of it. You're right about what you said with people being terrified and the establishment and our very establishment and our police being terrified about reporting on these grooming gang scandals. We haven't seen press restrictions on any cases with, you know, people like Rolf Harris and all of these big, big, massive, high-profile cases with white pedophiles and things like that. We have the BBC with helicopters outside their house as soon as there's any accusations. This is completely unprecedented, and people can see straight through it. And it's you can feel the tension in the air of this country right now. You can cut it with a knife. It's so intense. It's quite scary, actually, seeing where this could go. And obviously, if any harm comes to him, I can predict mass violence across the UK. I can predict towns and cities coming to a standstill. We will not. What's about to happen is a change in a way we have never seen before in this country. People, everything is shifting. There are journalists and there are mainstream people. I've had met MPs and very, very high-profile people contact me and talk to me and saying that they want to go straight out, guns blazing, and going against this, but they'll probably lose everything. It's torn apart the fabric of the country right now, and everything's sort of fractured. I can't really describe how insane all of this is. I was in an LGBT bar the other day, yesterday, and everybody in there was talking about it. You've got fringe groups on the left, gays and transgender people, everybody shaking our hands and talking about this. It's united everybody who existingly would have been on the far left. It's very strange.
Because the general public, whether you're liberal, conservative, black, white, whatever, you're against pedophilia, even the average Muslim, but you've got this strand of Islam that does it, sex traffic going on, blacks being sold in cages in Libya, all this, and now we're finding out it's there. And as you said, they find a dead girl at Jimmy Savile's place. It's national news. It should be. You've got helicopters at the Royal Palace when they find a dead kid buried in the backyard. But now suddenly there's a total blackout on these grooming gangs. Because, well, don't we know, it came out, what, a month ago, before they did a blackout, that it turns out the major police and other social worker leaders were using the Muslims in many of these cases. Don't say which ones. I know you can't. Even though it's in the news there, you'll be arrested. Think about that, folks. Delivering, they have the Muslims like Renfield, some let the Muslims off the hook here, are delivering it to the pedo British elites.
Well, they don't. Yes, exactly. And they don't quite know what they've done. I think the people who have instigated this, the people who have orchestrated it, the people who thought it was a good idea to silence him, are so out of touch. They don't quite realize that it's not going to work. In 2007, at the beginning of the EDL, when Tommy was starting out, they used to use these very tactics. They used to silence him, they used to throw him in jail, and no one knew about it. There wasn't the internet, there wasn't social media, there was no one to cause outrage. You do a press blackout and nobody knows what's going on. Now, they do not realize what they have done. In fact, if they wouldn't have put this press blackout, maybe not as many people would have known about this because it's caused such a scandal. They're so out of touch, they don't realize how this is going to erupt and how this is going to completely fail. This is it's unprecedented.
So it's fair to say, I think you can mark this point as the beginning of the real explosion, the pushback against what's happening. They've jumped the metaphorical shark here. My folks know that these massive grooming scandals are happening in every city. They know Muslims and pedos are above the law, and folks are angry across the board.
Oh, yes, of course they do. I mean, a lot of people in this country, millions of people have known this is going on for ages. This is why we had Brexit. This is why in America you had Trump. We knew that the establishment was covering up cases since Hillsborough and since before then. It's been proven.
Kalen Robertson, you're a hero as well with Tommy, the Antifa attacking you guys. Stay there back in 2 minutes. We're going to do a few more segments with you. Amazing. TommyRobinsonOnline.com. Go there, make donations. We've also made big donations. I did 20 grand a few months ago. That's why I need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It is very surreal when I got married last year without even asking. Donald Trump got my wife's number and called her. But let me tell you, it's surreal when you come up with things like Hillary for prison, lock her up, see that slogan. It's surreal to see our successes because of you, the audience, taking action. It's all you. I get the treat of having George Soros and Hillary come after me. But quite frankly, that is a treat because it means I'm doing something. I'm a man. I don't like to go through these tribulations, but it's got to be done. I look at Tommy Robinson and how they tried to kill him with bleach in prison and all he went through and losing his house and his tanning salon just because he saw kids being run out of a kebab shop next door. And it actually makes me get tears in my eyes that he hadn't gotten more support. But I think they went over the line. Because it was Tommy that first exposed it. Tommy that went to prison twice for it. Tommy that didn't even break their fake rule. And now saying no one can report on him disappearing. That is beyond the stuff we hear about in old Russia. Short segment here, another segment coming up, then Roger Stone. But Kalen Robertson, I'm not kissing your butt here. It's true. When you guys get attacked by Antifa, when the police stand down, the things you do for free speech worldwide, the examples you and Judy Brown, or is it Julie Brown? I don't have a teleprompter. What you guys are doing is historic.
Thank you so much. It's really kind to hear, you know things like that. I mean, there are people who go to war and you know, who join the military and have their limbs blown off and things like that. And I find that far more incredible than anything that we would be doing, you know, in terms of fear and things like that. And I don't see how more people aren't doing it. This is what I find really interesting. I don't see how more people wouldn't risk a cushy job or something like that to go out and speak out against this and to go and join this. But
let me say something on that. They've got studies in Europe, UK, and here. And I'm not taking away with Memorial Day coming up to charging a machine gun nest and dying, but you're trained, you're in a group, it's a mission, you're empowered. When you're going against the media, the establishment, and all of it, and social constructs, saying no, they found in studies, is harder than charging machine gun nest. It's rarer than that when the whole social structure is against you. When the social structure says charge the machine gun nest, then get people to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there's lots of cars, there's lots of things going on. I can't really hear what you're saying, but I think you're talking about...
Moral courage sometimes is harder than physical courage.
Yes, it's very, very true. I think this whole thing is just basically a representation about a massive gap between people who have had things far too well for far too long and people who have basically been running the country, the working people of this country, people like Tommy. And this huge, huge gap of representation between them is what's caused such a major resentment and what's caused such a relaxed, mentality that's sort of allowed all of this to happen. So it's quite hard to hear you because of all this chaos. But
you're doing a great job. Keep going.
Yeah, well, this is what we're talking about. I got to know Tommy very well. I came from the left. I came from a very high-paying job. My partner was in the BBC, and we moved from that after we met Tommy and went for lunch and became really good friends with him. He told us about the EDL. He told us about the police corruption. He told us about every single time systematically that the police arrested him, raided his house with his wife and children, tried to scare him, intimidate him, tried to throw him under the bus and tried to silence him. And we said, and this is very interesting, we said that this would never happen again in the day of the internet. This would never, ever happen again when information could be freely shared and people would be able to galvanize. And that's what's so terrifying about this case, is because they've done it again and they've almost succeeded, because they've managed to create a media blackout. And what's scary about this right now is that most of the people that I've been talking to, the feeling in the country, the people who know about this case, can't confirm it. They don't really know if he's actually in prison. They kind of know that he's been arrested. They kind of know that maybe it's kind of problematic and maybe he's been taken away, but they can't read any factual report to prove it's happened.
And doesn't the establishment get that when you grab somebody who's a hero and then won't even let people know if he's in jail or prison when he is, that that is the essence of secret police and confirms the 1984 Orwellville has now finally come to London?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, I absolutely believe this is the last time this will ever happen again. There's no way that they can get away with this again.
I agree. Hey, listen, Kalen, stay there. You're a hero. All you guys are. I'm going to talk about what you think is coming next from the street in London. Then Roger Stone with the biggest Mueller Russiagate news yet. Wait till you hear this.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking to Kalen Robertson, an amazing filmmaker, journalist, researcher, who was kicked out of college, even though he was already a successful journalist, for just being mildly critical of Islam. He's been working with Tommy Robinson for over a year and a half. I've had him on many times. He is on the street in London after huge protest all over the city. Almost total news blackout, an order to not cover that he's in prison. The average Brits are everywhere. He says even liberals, you name it, if you just joined us, are saying, where's Tommy? Is he really in prison? Because the media won't report. He is in prison. He's talked to him in prison. He can talk about that, but not why he's in prison. But I'm in the U.S., I can tell you. Fox News talked to the lawyer, talked to others on condition of anonymity. And they admit in the Fox News article on Infowars.com, we've got even more backstory, but Fox is confirming this, that they've told thousands of journalist groups, you'll be put in jail too if you talk about Tommy being arrested, period. Now, that has finally gotten people to click out of where they're at. Tommy Robinson, the activist that first exposed the giant child kidnapping rings with the Muslims, who was put in prison for it. It's now all over the news there, confirmed, but they've now put him in jail for it. This is unbelievable. So, Kalen Robertson, you're on fire. In the 8 minutes we have, lay out what you can say about Tommy. You're his contact, what he's saying, how he's doing, what you witnessed, where this is going, the huge awakening you've witnessed.
Okay, well, we obviously arrived in Leeds to cover a grooming scandal of 29 men who had groomed hundreds of women. There was no evidence of any reporting restriction on it. We read out simply facts from a reputable, credible newspaper. We read out the allegations. We used the word alleged. There was nothing unlawful at all. We had done all the research beforehand, all of it. It wasn't a contempt of court thing. We weren't releasing information about the case that could jeopardize it or that wasn't already publicly available in the local newspaper. So we just decided to go out there and read out those charges and video the people who were the defendants who were going in. Those people have already had videos taken of them and already had pictures taken of them, so we weren't releasing anything new. The police immediately arrived, nine of them, walked outside a car, arrested him, took him to a prison, told us that it was for breach of the peace. Very strange, given that it's one man with a phone. We went to the prison cell where he was being kept at. They said, he's been released, he's not here anymore. And then we found out that he's been taken to the court. And then the court process started. And for tyrannical law reasons, I can't tell you what happened in that courtroom. It was, I don't know if this is legal or not, but it was minutes long. It was 3 or 4 minutes long in that courtroom. There was no bail. There was no back and forth argument. There was no proper defense. It was minutes. And then It was taken away, gone, straight to prison. No chance of bail, no chance of leaving. That's it, blackout. And then the press couldn't talk about it. The journalists who were in that room closed their notepads as soon as they realized there was a press restriction, and they went home and they didn't talk about it. And that was it. And they thought it was silenced. And that's where we're at now. And now we're in a situation where hundreds of thousands of people in this country are going out and protesting, and they're furious. And people who I never expected to be talking, who are from the left-wing media, are saying that they've never seen anything like this before. They've never seen anger like this before. They're worried about the whole country being burned down. And people have to go to the U.S., who fortunately have the First Amendment, to read the information about this. They have to go to InfoWars. They have to go to Fox News. And they're losing their minds. Everybody is losing their minds. They can't comprehend that this is happening in a first world democratic country. And that's all I can report on. I can't talk about the rest of the case. There's lots of things that happened in there that were ridiculous, but I can't reveal the information right now. So as soon as I do, as soon as I hear any more contact from Tommy, anything like that, I'll pass it through InfoWars and we'll keep everything updated. But until then, the only thing I can provide between then and now is that he is safe. All accusations of him being assaulted are untrue. It's not a highly Islamified prison where he's staying, so he's safe. That's all I can talk about.
Well, all I can say is, Kalen Robertson, this is like a movie. This is like V for Vendetta, but it's real history. It has a Tiananmen Square feeling where they're arresting all these thousands of people in Europe that criticize Islam. Supreme courts in Finland and other areas are ruling that Muslim men can have sex with 10-year-old girls against their will. I mean, I'm reading this in mainline papers defending it, and then I'm seeing Tommy, who should be getting national awards from the Queen, you know, for being put in prison, exposing the very Muslim grooming deal in his town where they've gone to prison. And, of course, the next level was girls would disappear. Girls would die. And instead, I mean, this guy gets attacked everywhere. They try to beat him up. He fights off like 6-7 people himself. He's not even a big guy. Talk about a lion. I mean, this is the real deal. And now his own lawyer, I know, is quoted in Fox. You were in the courtroom, can't get into it. Reportedly, the judge smiled and smirked. He was caught on footage outside looking out the window as Tommy was arrested, smirking. I know you can't get into this, but can you just tell us you know, if the judge was smirking when Tommy's lawyer said he'll be killed in prison?
The judge did two things. When we were reporting outside, I can talk about this actually. He looked through the window of the top building and was staring down at us, and he was sort of smearing. And I think that's when he was smirking. I don't think that happened in the courtroom, but he was smirking and looking.
Yeah, somebody
through the window.
I saw that on Twitter. I was trying to find it earlier. You got a real.
I saw that happening. And you know what else I can say? I haven't mentioned this. About 5 minutes before the judge looked through that window at us, the defendant, the rape gangs, were doing this and pointing at us and doing death threats to us on the street from the same window that the judge was smirking at us through 5 minutes before. I haven't reported this yet. And they were making death threats at us. And we reported it to the police right as it happened. We said, there are people in that room, in this courtroom, who are making death threats at us and doing these sort of signals. And what are you going to do about it? If we did that, what would you do? And the police responded, well, that would be a different situation. 100% true. I think there's actually a video clip of it. I need to go through all this. And then the judge looked through that same video. There's the picture. That's the same window that the defendants were making death threats through.
Yeah, I blew it up on my big HD screen at my office. I've got a big HD screen at home. And he's smiling like the Joker, looking down out of the window at everybody. I don't know if the internet with the streaming, if it can be clear, but on an HD screen, you could pull it up with the pixels. And then I saw the video you're talking about outside them saying, oh, if it wasn't Muslims, you'd be left alone. I mean, why are the Islamicists all over Europe so protected? Isn't it because they vote as a bloc and in parliamentary government, even 10% can win any election for anybody? Isn't it that? And isn't it also that they're spending massive amounts of political money?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I think the main reason is because we had a case, you know, a couple of years ago where there was a Muslim protest in a town. A couple of them decided to. Sorry, I have to move on. People are moving. Someone's moving me on here. We had to move. Sorry, I have to move down here because someone's banging that and making noise. There was a Muslim man who was arrested for hitting a police officer over the head with a brick. He then went to the police station where he was being held. The imam came to that police station and said, if you do not release our man, then we will have thousands of Muslim men out here in seconds. And the police released him. And what the problem is that the Muslim population of this country are far more ready to riot and to cause mayhem and to cause massive disruption. And they have the support of the media and they have the support of the politicians. And whatever they do basically controls the narrative and controls the actions of the police. So they're absolutely terrified of saying anything wrong or doing anything wrong to them. We've seen it as evidence. We've seen it ourselves. I've had ex and current police officers tell me in this country, even recently, privately, that they know this is happening, can't release their information. And that's why they're terrified of doing any wrong to the Muslim population. And that's why we don't see press restrictions on the other side. We don't see press restrictions for Rolf, you know, someone like Rolf Harris, even though he got, you know, these people got found guilty and things like that. But in the pre-trials, we didn't see any press restrictions like that. And that's why they're so much more protected than Tommy, because the police know that the government, the politicians, and anybody in power has them on side, because they know that they'll go up and they'll build.
And the Muslims are 1.8 billion, about to be 3 billion in 10 years. They are the future. And so they are the new God, and they will riot and they will kill and they will attack. And the Brits are all polite and nice. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But finally, we see that fire waking up, what we saw yesterday. Kalen, do you agree?
Oh, it's shocking. The people who have told me how this country is feeling right now is absolutely insane. People are completely...
Kalen Roberts, stay there. I'm going to do one more minute, then Roger Stone, because I want to tell people how they can donate when we come back. Infowars.com, TommyRobinsonOnline.com. Donate there. We'll be right back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Infowar.
All right, finishing up with Kalen Robertson, who's more than just a camera person and editor. He's the webmaster guy. He's the guy behind so much of getting Tommy out there the last year and a half, as you've seen Tommy explode now that he has the infrastructure. That's why I sent him $20,000 to buy cameras and better editing equipment, just so they could, you know, do better when Antifa was smashing their equipment. Just finishing up, Kalen, you were on fire during that break talking about the singularity happening in the UK, in Italy, what's coming next, and you're the contact, your conversations with Tommy, where he is, how he's doing.
So, firstly, about Tommy directly, just to clear that up, we do have direct contact with him. He is safe. All the rumors about him being assaulted and things like that are not true. He's actually, fortunately, in a prison that isn't highly Islamic, that has lots of people in it that fortunately support him. So that's something that can be put to rest. That's really good. If anything else happens, obviously we'll release that straight away. And then the second point, which you're talking about, there is a massive, massive number of people in this country right now who are from the political establishment, who have been within that for years, who are within the media, and who are very, very well known and influential, who are waiting for... To be pulled together to fight against all of this. They're all waiting. I've spoken to them today. I've spoken to them all throughout.
They're waiting for a nucleus. I've had some of the top figures over there call me and say, "How do we bring it together?" So they're looking for that TV network, that command base. Keep going.
They're looking for King Arthur to pull the sword from the stone, and then they're all going to join and galvanize. They're waiting for that first person, that first thing, that first event, so that they can all rise up and do it. Unfortunately, in Britain, everyone's a little bit complacent. Everyone's a little bit to the side, so no one really wants to
I don't
to be
think
the first
it's that. I mean, I think more of it, I mean, you live there, you know better than I, but I've been there many times. I think it's more of not trying to be arrogant or grandstanding, but I think even though organizationally the stone hasn't been pulled, the sword hasn't been pulled, don't you think Tommy, with this event, them coming after him this way, has pulled the stone, pulled the sword?
Just about. It's about 90% of the way out. It's about something else is about to happen. The energy, the electricity across Europe, across the establishment, across the media, it's just about to happen. It's just on the cusp of everybody coming out onto the streets and everybody coming together and supporting this. There's just something will push it over, and I think it's just a little bit more time. The reason we're waiting is because there's a press ban and nobody can really confirm if this is true or not, unless it's they're watching, you know, InfoWars and Fox.
Or they're watching the biggest website, second biggest site in the world, but technically the biggest site, the largest news site in the world, now has as its top banner, anti-immigration protester jailed in London, judge orders press blackout, Robinson silenced. Okay. So, but we have Robertson on with us right now. Kalen, we'll talk to you again in the next few days. Godspeed. Everybody can go to TommyRobinsonOnline.com to donate or to find the latest, or Infowars.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me. Speak soon.
Just briefly, I ask this question. People want to know. It keeps pouring in. What else is Tommy telling you that you can say on air? I know there's this totalitarian North Korean blackout, but what else has he said to you?
We have seconds on the phone, so I'll know more stuff in the next couple of days. But the main information now is just that he's safe and that he's happy for us to pursue a legal battle.
Does he know how big all this is?
Nope, he has no idea. But there's no time to tell him. We have seconds on the phone. There's no time to tell him. He has no idea what's going on right now in the outside world. He has no idea.
That's right. I read when you go into UK prison, you don't get to talk to family for 8 days, and that you're only allowed 30-second phone calls. I actually went to look at Wikipedia. Is that accurate?
Well, it depends on the prison. Some of them are very cushy. Some of them you're allowed phones and internet, but this one isn't, obviously.
All
so
right.
He won't have access.
Kalen, thank you so much.
Thanks. Speak soon.
Wow. I mean, I am totally blown away, and thank God Drudge Report cares about this. Thank God Fox News at least has an article or two. Thank God Infowars.com is there. Go to DrudgeReport.com. That is beautiful. Top Drudge right now, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. And that there's a news blackout. You're arrested. That poor guy, who we've had on probably 10 times before, Kalen, could not even tell us what was going on. During the break, I was trying to get stuff, and he was scared to do it because they'll throw your butt in prison. Live feeds up on Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com, you're able to actually tweet that. They're blocking Infowars. You can tweet it, but they shadow ban it. Roger Stone, I'm going to let Roger, he didn't know this was happening, but it's about to happen. Roger Stone is going to host the rest of the show now. Not because I don't want to be here, but because I won't shut up if I don't leave. I talked to Roger 10 minutes this morning, 30 minutes this afternoon, 20 minutes driving. I probably talked to Roger an hour today. And I really think it's best if I just stop the broadcast myself, stop right now, and let Roger take over on the other side for two segments, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have live feeds all of it as well. So we had a rebroadcast set tomorrow, but I'll probably end up doing some of it live. The history's happening. Because here's the problem. Some of it's on record, some of it's off record. I was writing notes while he did it, but I don't want to get it wrong. I know a lot of inside baseball. I know the stuff they're doing to me. It's now 12 people that Roger's talked to that they keep obsessing on yours truly. It's all about his personal life. They want him to flip. They've even sent messages in the media, flip on the president. There's nothing to flip on. So they'll try to find somebody in his entourage that they can find something on to say, we're going to put you in prison if you don't flip on Stone. And then if Stone doesn't flip on Trump, that will happen. But the problem is that there's nothing on Trump. None of it's true. And I know the whole inside baseball. It's not that I'm scared of Mueller. I just have talked so much to Roger, and I have these notes here, but I'm not even sure that I can go over these accurately. So I'm going to give him the floor in the next two segments. Know this, though. Pedophiles run the New World Order. It's all coming out. Massive, unprecedented arrests. The deputy pope's been arrested. A secret trial in Melbourne, Australia. Over 100 trafficked kids reportedly. Giant child kidnapping rings. Dead bodies being dug up all over England. It's massive news. Now secret trials. Arrest of journalists that first reported it. It's secret that they've been arrested. This is happening. And I've been threatened this year and last year. You leave Islam, radical Islam alone. You leave the pedophile rings alone. You leave George Soros alone, or we're going to destroy you. And every time they up the ante, they are delivering on what they said. I will do this until I die. Not because I'm a hero, but because I cannot turn things over to these people. But I want listeners to understand something. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. So we need your financial support today at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we got the strongest selenium from mustard seed. We got the best iodine, crystal deeper source. Nobody else has got X2. Just like our info is incredibly powerful, our supplements are powerful. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, Memorial Day special, only going a few days. Free shipping on these top-selling products like Brain Force, the Real Red Pill Plus, now with energy. The BioTrue Selenium and X2 together, 50% off. We've got colloidal silver, 50% off, highest quality. Alpha Power, an amazing product. They're all apples and oranges depending on your physiology. Try them out today. T-shirts, books, films, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLive.com is the site for the supplements. Go there today, support us, and know that that is a revolutionary act against the tyrants. when you do that, and when you spread the live video links or tell folks about the local radio station or TV station you're listening to us or watching, that changes the world and overrides the censors and the control freaks and lets them know that they are being met on the field of battle. Straight ahead, the biggest news yet in the Mueller investigation as they attempt to make Roger Stone lie about Trump, as they let him know the frame-up is ready. Stay with us.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. That's right, I'm Roger Stone. Well, it has become abundantly clear that having come up completely empty-handed when it comes to Russian collusion on my part, having no evidence whatsoever that I received or trafficked in documents with WikiLeaks or Julian Assange, having no evidence that I ridiculously knew about the publication of John Podesta's emails in advance, it is now abundantly clear that Special Counsel Robert Mueller intends to frame me on some conjured up, concocted offense in an effort to leverage my testimony against the President of the United States. Politico reported this week that that was the intention of the Mueller thrust. Now, at least 12 of my current or former associates have been vigorously interrogated by Mueller or his FBI representatives. And those questions are extraordinarily invasive in that they go far beyond politics into my personal finances. You'll notice that that story was leaked to CNN by the special counsel. My taxes, presumably, my bank accounts, my political activities, and every single molecule of my personal life. This is, by any definition, a vendetta. This is a witch hunt, but it has a specific purpose beyond silencing bankrupting the Stone family. They want me to roll on the big man. They want me to bear false witness against President Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't know what Michael Cohen will choose to do, but I know what I will do. That will never happen. I have this president's back. I will not betray him, no matter what kind of bogus charges they trump up, pardon the expression, against me. That's because Donald Trump is bringing real change, and he's doing it quickly. On the other hand, I understand the extraordinary power of a runaway federal prosecutor who literally can go through your personal and business and financial records and make 2 and 2 equal 6. This is called the frame-up. Alan Dershowitz has written that the average American inadvertently commits 3 felonies a day. I know that there's an intense focus on my independent political activities because I had a hand in the production of the terrific movie Banished, the Danny Williams story, using modern technology to ensure that 38,000 American voters saw that devastating documentary. Also, the ballad of Danny Williams by the Freenauts. You can see both of these at YouTube. Yes, I raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to ensure that literally millions of voters saw those important videos. And then there was the Stop the Steal operation, where we took steps to examine the election of non-Trump candidates in a half dozen states where the Republican establishment was stealing in preparation for an attempt at the Republican National Convention to hijack the nomination. Even though Donald Trump had run the tables in caucuses and primaries and state conventions, the appointees to the all-important Credentials and Rules Committee made the possibility of a 1952-style hijacking of the nomination entirely possible. So, yes, I raised money to prepare for that. And then many of you remember that we planned to execute exit polling in order to compare those results with the machine results in certain key precincts in certain key states. As soon as I announced this, five different Democratic state committees plus the Democratic National Committee sued us, claiming that we were trying to intimidate voters. We won those lawsuits, every single one of them, and we were upheld in the U.S. Supreme Court because you can't intimidate a voter by asking them voluntarily how they voted after they have cast their ballot. So my political activities are clean, they're above board, they're legal, and I think they made a real difference. But they can be mischaracterized, as can any niche of your political or financial being. Of this, I am certain there is a goal. I recognize by going on Twitter or Facebook the absolute torrent of hate that is kicked up by the fake news media. So, for example, when the Wall Street Journal said that I was digging dirt on Hillary in September of 2016, I'm sorry, I don't think trying to find out the truth about the coup in Libya and the murder of Muammar Gaddafi constitutes digging dirt. It's a perfectly legitimate political research and journalistic endeavor. So this time frame is immaterial. It does, however, miss the focus of the Wall Street Journal that the entire story reinforces what I have said. It proves that my testimony before the House Intelligence Committee was entirely truthful, that I had no direct contact, never spoke with, never met with, never received anything from WikiLeaks or Julian Assange. We did demonstrate that in this story, but that wasn't the lead. The lead was a purposely misleading claim that there was something improper with a request to my back channel, Randy Credico. Now Credico goes on MSNBC to deny that he's the back channel, yet the email in the Wall Street Journal article proves that it is. Mr. Credico is an extraordinarily adept liar. In fact, David Lugo, who has appeared on this program, confirmed for the Wall Street Journal that Credico admitted that he was the back channel that confirmed that Assange would drop the payload in October, and that he was on a movie set in which I said it, in which he dispassionately watched my performance and said nothing. Six members of his crew confirmed that. Now, when I showed up for my filming of Sensational, a great movie that David Lugo is producing in which Alex Jones also stars, I believe I was most professional and I gave a succinct and tight performance. Credico showed up for his interview, drunk, high, unbathed, unable to deliver his lines. Literally, his pants were falling down. And according to Lugo, he was wearing blue women's underwear. Hey, whatever floats your boat, Randy. And now Credico's been caught in a stunning lie that involves WikiLeaks, the neocon warmonger Adam Schiff, and MSNBC's Ari Melbour and his show, The Beat Off. We'll be right back to talk about it. In the meantime, recognize that the Mueller takedown of me, which is most definitely in the planning stages, the massive lawsuits against me by the DNC and by employees of the Democratic National Committee, sponsored by an Obama group, the Sandy Hook lawsuit against Alex Jones and all the other phony, frivolous harassment lawsuits have one goal: our bankruptcy. So we have no funds to fight to stay on the internet. Here's what you can do. Go to stonedefensefund.com. My wife and I need your help. This is going to be an epic, expensive battle, but I'm not rolling on Donald Trump, and I need your help for the fight. And then go to the Infowars.com site and find the donate button, because Alex Jones and the entire Infowars crew need your help to fight back their frivolous harassment lawsuits. You can help in both ways, folks. There you see the donation page. Send $25, $50, $100. God will bless you for it. I'll be right back.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. Well, you heard it here first. Special Counsel Robert Mueller coming up empty-handed on any evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks hijinks will now seek to frame me by concocting some extraneous charge that has to do with my personal, financial, or political activity. They're looking into my book sales. They're asking questions about my personal life, about members of my family. There is no question whatsoever at this point that my text messages, my phone calls, and my emails are completely and totally monitored. It is Big Brother run amok. How will I survive this, people ask me? How will you survive this onslaught from the federal prosecutors with their unlimited partner power? I will tell you how I intend to take on this onslaught. It is by following very carefully the rules in this book, Stone's Rules. Everything I need to know for the combat ahead is delineated in this tome. And now you can get your copy by going to the Infowars.com site where there's a very special price. As I said on Friday, anyone who buys this book on the Infowars store site and pays to send it to me, I will be happy to sign it and pay for the return postage personally. That's how strongly I feel about this great book. This is my roadmap of battle. This is what I will be consulting every day in the fight against Mueller and his gumshoes and his running dogs. This is going to be an epic battle because, folks, they want me to testify against the president. They want me to help them bring him down. Now, I've known Donald Trump for 30 years. And I've been very discreet about my relationship with him, and I always will be. I don't know what Michael Cohen will choose to do. I don't know what Michael Cohen has done. I don't know what they have on him, but I do know that they are pressuring him to testify against the president. He can go his own way. I will never betray Donald J. Trump. Even though I know that they will pile on bogus charge after charge in an attempt to do so, to make me do so, which is why I ask you again to consider a generous contribution to StoneDefenseFund.com. Very soon, we're going to unleash the InfoWars Legal Defense Fund. We have no choice. They're coming at Alex Jones and InfoWars just as hard as they're coming at me. Federal investigators have interrogated now at least 12 of my associates about my relationship with InfoWars and Jones, wanting to know how often we speak by phone, whether we speak via WhatsApp or Signal, whether I write Jones's material. That's ridiculous. Nobody writes Jones's material. But these are the kind of questions that lead me to believe that the shutdown of InfoWars is in their agenda. They want to silence me. Why? Because I talk about Robert Mueller's role in Uranium One and the fact that he's the one who brought know that I have been in the forefront of those questioning his role in the Anthrax murders because I have questioned his role in the Whitey Bulger scandal. So I am a critic of Mr. Mueller, and they want to silence me, whether it is his role in 9-1-1 or whether it is, 9-11, or whether it is the illegitimate, politically based inquisition that he is currently conducting. Robert May Mueller may think that he is Thomas Becket and that the president is the king, King Richard II, I believe. But in fact, Robert Mueller is Torquemada, and this is an inquisition in which there are no rules, in which your personal life, your family life, your business life, your political activities, your free speech, your expressions of free speech are all under attack, all under a microscope, poking, probing, searching for anything that can be mischaracterized in a false light to frame me. Again, I have no intention of rolling on this president. Lesser men may do so if they wish, but I will choose, no matter what the shape of the frame-up is, to fight. But I cannot do it alone. Now, in recent days, there has been an interesting development where my back channel, proven now without dispute to be Randy Credico, an out-of-work radio personality in New York, claims that he was authorized by Julian Assange to broker an interview with Adam Schiff and Democratic House investigators. I don't believe that to be the case, but then I think Adam Schiff showed his hand when he said that the only circumstances under which he would be interested in questioning Mr. Assange was if Julian Assange was in custody. In view of the fact that there are no known federal charges pending against Mr. Assange, this is either the signaling that Schiff knows that there's a secret sealed indictment against Assange, or it is a further proof that Assange never approved this approach of Schiff by Credico and that Credico has made that up. My sources, which are indirect but are journalistic, tell me Assange never agreed to speak with Schiff, and therefore Randy Credico is busted in yet another lie. Folks, if you like this elementary truth, if you like the fact that we're going to fight back and we're not going to stand for efforts to take down this president, and let me say at the outset, I am not John Dean. I refuse to be John Dean. Well, then we need your help at the Infowars.com site, and we need it now. I say this because InfoWars faces the greatest challenge in its history. Make no mistake about it. We have some terrific Memorial Day specials where you can get BrainForce Plus, for example, my all-time favorite product, the one that is, in all honesty, fueling this very broadcast at 50% off. This, in my opinion, is one of the very best nutraceutical products because it gives you mental clarity and mental energy without giving you that jacked up, spacey feeling. And later that evening, you can sleep. 50% off, a terrific price on BrainForce Plus. But whether it is my book, Stone's Rules, or a t-shirt, or a cutting edge nutraceutical like the Red Pill or Immune Wall, two of my other favorites, you help the fight for freedom when you go to the Infowars.com site. And while you're there, stop by the donation site. Send us $50 or $25 or $100. Send a matching contribution to StoneDefenseFund.com. We have one heck of a battle ahead of us. Alex Jones will never fold. Roger Stone will never fold. But we are in for Armageddon. This will be the battle of all time. The mainstream media is intent on smearing me. There are even MSNBC has actually located an old girlfriend who will make false charges against me. This is becoming a bloodbath of lies by the mainstream media. Atlantic has a story today about the timeline. The timeline doesn't matter. The timeline shows I asked a legitimate question about the Libyan coup in September. That's nothing wrong with that. And it proves that Credico was my back channel. So there you have it, folks. Even when news breaks that exonerates us, the Wall Street Journal, the Atlantic, the other lefty fake news organizations, twist it to try to make it something it is not. I'm going to join Alex Jones tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show to bring you the very latest update on this. But you have to understand what it is like to know that the federal government is in your email, in yourselves, your text messages, in your phone calls, and that it is a political vendetta. I, folks, have broken no laws and done nothing wrong, but I will be targeted in an effort to trump up charges against me to get me to turn on Donald Trump. Not happening. Stay tuned to NewsWorks for the latest information on this struggle. Thank you so much for those who have donated at StoneDefenseFund.com, and thanks to those who will donate now. God bless you.